हरे कृष्णा। We are gathered here in Sri Sri Radha Kalachandji's temple to realize the perfection of human life. The living entity is wandering through so many species of life in so many different planetary systems. But when one is fortunate, he receives the seed of devotional service by the grace of Guru and Krishna. When one receives the seed, one should water it by chanting and hearing about Krishna. One should be vigilant about weeds, and if one sees any weed, he must uproot it. And one should also protect it by fencing it all around. And if one protects and nourishes the seed of devotional service in that way, it will sprout, and the devotional creeper will grow and grow and grow and eventually penetrate the coverings of the universe and take shelter at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, the spiritual sky. This metaphor was given by Lord Chaitanya to one of his principal disciples, Srila Rupa Goswami. And it contains the whole program by which the conditioned soul can be liberated from the miseries of material existence and attain ultimate bliss and eternal life. In fact, this idea was expressed to me by Srila Prabhupada the first time I met him. And if we can appreciate the significance of this process and apply it, all of our desires will be fulfilled. And regarding chanting and hearing about Krishna, as we have been hearing and discussing for the last few days, the most essential process, or the most condensed process, is to chant and hear the holy names of Krishna. And the benefits of it operate on many levels. Of course, in the ultimate, it will take us beyond the dualities of material existence into the eternal realm of bliss and knowledge. But even in our ordinary life, we can feel the effects. And many devotees have, and certainly devotees who have been chanting for 10, 20, some of us 30, 40 years, feel the effects. When I first joined the Boston Temple, ISKCON, or the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, was not developed as it is now. We had a small storefront and no income, except that the temple president, Satsarupa Das Adhikari, had a job as a social worker. And so we got his paycheck. That was the only income that the temple had. But as people joined the temple and the activities increased, the income from his government paycheck was not enough. But the devotees were all very surrendered. They were ready to do whatever was needed. And so Satsarupa called a meeting of all the devotees. I was very new. I was just starting to come. And the devotees quoted Srila Prabhupada as saying that if you need to get a job and work, you can. So different devotees volunteered. One said, I used to work in the post office before I joined. I could see if I could get a job at the post office. And someone said, I know the grocer down the street. Maybe I can get a job in the grocery store. And then one devotee named Nandakishore raised his hand and quoted a letter from Srila Prabhupada saying that if you just do sankirtan, that means if you go out and chant the holy names of Krishna, all of your problems will be solved materially and spiritually. So that sounded relevant, and we decided we would try it. So the next day, we went out into the street, chanting Hare Krishna, and we had maybe two baskets, straw baskets, and we would extend the basket and tell people, you know, something and ask them to contribute. And so at the end of the day, we counted up, and there was about $7, which was quite good back then. So we thought, okay, Srila Prabhupada said, if you just do Sankirtan, all of your problems will be solved materially and spiritually. So it seemed it might work. So we went out the next day, we did the same thing, but with a little more confidence, a little more enthusiasm. We came back and counted up and there was $12. I thought, wow, this is really good. It's getting better. Then we went out the third day, the same thing, counted the Lakshmi, the money, and there was $19. I thought, wow. So then we were convinced, and every day we went out, and nobody had to get jobs, and we could just chant Hare Krishna, which was good for us and good for the people who heard the holy name. So eventually, pretty much just by that, and then by distributing Back to Godhead magazine, we purchased a house. It was actually quite a big house, a mansion, you could say. But, you know, we were new and we were different, and people, you know, they're suspicious of things that are different, and then and some people are like prejudiced, and it's just. So one early morning, means like in the night, but after midnight, maybe one or two in the morning, a gang of hoodlums like broke into the building, and they had knives, and it was they attacked the devotees. We were all just in our sleeping bags on the floor, and they attacked us, and it was a terrible scene. But eventually, you know, the devotees were shouting and calling the holy name, and I don't know, somehow eventually the police came and those people scattered. And then there was a court case. And the ruffians, you could say, they had a sort of shifty lawyer. And so one of our witnesses was the same devotee, Nanda Kishore. And so the lawyer, he was like very aggressive, and he was trying to throw Nanda Kishore off balance. And, you know, he said, he was basically trying to portray us as a weird cult. But so he began, you know, and Nanda Kishore was like really nervous, really nervous. So the lawyer began, you know, who was present at the time of the alleged attack? So then he started going through the names of all the devotees. Well, you know, Satsvarupa was there, Murari was there, and he was like, in his own way, he was chanting different names of God. And by chanting the names of God that were belonged to the devotees, all of his fear and anxiety went away, and he felt completely emboldened to meet the challenge. So then the lawyer said, he was trying to make, he said, you know, according to the dictionary, or, you know, Krishna is, you know, a Hindu god of love and something, you know, like fertility, something, you know, strange. And he was like wanting to make us look like really weird cult worshippers. So Nanda Kishore said, Your Honor, can I cite my authority? I said, yes. Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigrahani. He quoted the first verse of Brahma Samhita, fifth chapter, Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual form. He is the origin of everything, but he himself has no origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. And it was very successful. It was very successful, and it was important for us to win the case so that people would have some fear of attacking us. So, like this, life went on in Krishna consciousness. And now I will skip ahead to the end, towards the end of Srila Prabhupada's time with us on earth, to 1977. We were at Juhu, and there's actually a picture of the project on the wall there between the two columns. And that there are two round towers, and the one that's closest to us was the tower where Srila Prabhupada was staying on the top floor. But at that time, the building wasn't finished, but still Prabhupada was staying there. And Srila Prabhupada had a very staunch householder devotee named Mr. P. L. Sethi. And Mr. Sethi belonged to a Sankirtan group from before he met Srila Prabhupada. Actually, I could just tell you very briefly about his first meeting with Srila Prabhupada. He read in the newspaper that Srila Prabhupada had come to Bombay with some American sadhus. Sadhus means, you could like an Indian holy man, but they were American. And they were performing Sankirtan. So Mr. Sethi thought, let me meet this person. You know, let me see who he is and what they do. So he made his way to the place, and he met Srila Prabhupada. And you know, Srila Prabhupada asked him, what is your daily schedule? He said, I get up about, you know, 6 in the morning, I brush my teeth, I have a cup of tea and a piece of toast, I read the newspaper, and then I go to work. And Srila Prabhupada replied, and what's the difference between you and a pig? So, you know, I mean, Prabhupada, he could judge, you know, the person he was speaking to. And Mr. Sethi thought about it. He said, yeah, what is the difference? I'm just living like an animal. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, what should I do? So Srila Prabhupada said, every Sunday morning, you should invite the devotees to your place. It was in the suburbs. We were in sort of downtown Bombay then. And Mr. Sethi was in the northern suburb of Goregaon. And you do Harinam Sankirtan through the streets. And then you give a big feast to the devotees. And then this became a regular practice. So over the years, Mr. Sethi remained close to Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, and he did a lot of service. He was a building contractor, and he did work at Hare Krishna Land in Juhu. So he was a member for from before he met Srila Prabhupada of the Radha Madhav, Prem Sudha Sankirtan Mandali, which was connected with a saintly person from Vrindavan. And at least in Bombay, they were all householders, and they would meet, I think, every Sunday and do Akhand Harinam Sankirtan, which means continuous chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And then from 6 till 8, they would sing songs from Vrindavan. So one day, Mr. Sethi came to the temple and he said, you know, we do this every Sunday in different householders' homes. I was thinking, why don't we do it at the temple? And the big temple wasn't at all ready. It was still a construction site. But the small temple where the deities were housed was there. And so I said, yeah. So they began at 6, and it was really nice. I mean, they were very devotional. And our devotees joined with them. Although, at one stage, I think Mr. Sethi complained to Srila Prabhupada that our devotees weren't participating as fully as he would have liked. And, you know, but it was very nice. Very, very nice. And then, at Yamshanal, and our devotees joined with them, although at one stage, I think Mr. Sethi complained to Srila Prabhupada that our devotees weren't participating as fully as he would have liked. And, you know, but it was very nice. Very, very nice. And then at, maybe in the afternoon, these devotees, they wanted like some personal reciprocation from Srila Prabhupada, but it was very difficult. Because Prabhupada was very ill. He was on the top floor of the tower, and the lift, the elevator, was not working, and so he couldn't come down, and it wasn't practical for them to go up, and he didn't really have the energy to meet them anyway. But at a certain stage, they just came out of the little temple and started chanting very, very enthusiastically under Srila Prabhupada's balcony. And eventually, Tamal Krishna Goswami, you know, assisted Srila Prabhupada in walking out to the balcony. And he came out on the balcony, and they went wild. I mean, they were just like singing and dancing, jumping, and you know, offered obeisances, and Prabhupada, you know, nodded and cast his merciful glance upon them and stood there for a few minutes by the railing, and then he went back inside. So it was wonderful. And then at 6, the Braj songs began, and the highlight, like the traditional highlight, is when one lady would sing a song. It was usually like the last song of the whole day's program. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. We have a bridge resident here. Do you want to sing a one or two stanzas? We'll have a little.
Shama Gori Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori Sri Radhe Rasika Rasilo Chaila Chabilo Gunagara Bilo Sri Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Dana Piyari, Rupa Ujhari, Ati Sukanwari, Sirade, Nava Navarangi, Navalatri Bangi, Shaima Suangi, Sri Krishna. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna.
And and Mr. Sethi was upstairs with Srila Prabhupada when the lady was singing that song, and he said that while she was singing, tears were streaming down Srila Prabhupada's cheeks. So in those days, Srila Prabhupada was so sick that no one could see him. He wasn't coming down and he wasn't meeting devotees. He had his personal staff with him, and otherwise no one could see him. And that was very hard for us because we were used to every morning he would come down at 6 o'clock, go for a walk on Juhu Beach, then greet the deities at 7, give Srimad Bhagavatam class, and then often he'd give the evening Bhagavad Gita class and have like darshan in the afternoon. It was very hard. But the next morning he called for me. So I was happy to get the opportunity. And Srila Prabhupada said that the kirtan was wonderful and that I should invite them all to move on to Hare Krishna land and tell them that we will maintain them, and all they have to do is Akhand Harinam Sankirtan, just like they did on Sunday from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, and then they can do the 2 hours of Braj songs. So, you know, I was quickly calculating in my mind how it would work to approach them, and I thought, you know, they have houses and apartments, they have jobs or businesses, they have children who are going to school. And I was just thinking, you know, how is this going to work? So I was silent. And then I started to say, you know, I can do that, but I'm just not sure how it will work. Then Srila Prabhupada said, all right, then our men, they should do 12 hours continuous kirtan every day. So I thought about that. And, you know, we were in the midst of trying to, you know, get the Juhu project ready to open. And The Juhu Project was so important to Srila Prabhupada. So I said, we could do that, but we have so much service to get the temple open. How will it work if all the devotees do kirtan for 12 hours every day? So then Srila Prabhupada said, all right, then just Sunday. So by then, I was like so relieved. Having gone from where Prabhupada began, I said, oh yes, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. So, okay. So afterwards, I related the exchange to Tamal Krishna Goswami. And Tamal Krishna Goswami gave the opinion that Srila Prabhupada had engaged in transcendental bargaining with me. That if he had begun with 12 hours a day on Sunday, you know, I would have had my calculation, and 12 hours, well, maybe 3 hours, you know. But he started like, we invite the whole group of 60 grihastas and maintain them, and then to, like, we devotees in the temple every day, 12 hours. So when it was like once a week on Sunday, just 12 hours, that seemed like easy. So I agreed. And those were really glorious days, I must say. Those were glorious days. And what Srila Prabhupada had written, that if you just do Sankirtan, all of your problems will be solved, was proved true again. Because I was the temple president, and it was a big project. I mean, there was construction, and there were so many different programs. And there were always problems. Problems with devotees' health, problems with devotees' minds, problems with devotees' relationships, problems with the government, problems with the contractors, problems with the suppliers. I mean, just so many types of problems. But something miraculous would happen, and that is, after every Sunday of doing the 12-hour Akhanda Harinam Sankirtan, all the problems went away. Really. Either the devotee who thought it was a problem realized it wasn't really a problem, or Krishna did something and the problem got solved, or Krishna gave me the insight how to deal with the problem. So Monday was easy. I just gave all the solutions that came from the kirtan. Then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, I had to sort of make some effort. Then by Thursday, I would start to say, well, let me think about it, knowing that it would just be a few more days and we'd have the Akhanda Harinam Sankirtan and it would get solved. So like that, you know, Friday, you know, just let me think about it. I'll get back to you on Monday. And practically without fail, all the problems would be solved. So these were just a few examples of the practical effects. I would say it's two elements combined here. One is faith in the holy name, and the other is faith in the instructions of the spiritual master. Of course, you know, Srila Prabhupada would say different things in different situations, and the scriptures also say different things in different situations. But there is one incident in which Srila Prabhupada asked one devotee, Guru Kripa Prabhu, sort of like, what is the most important verse in the scriptures? And Guru Kripa Prabhu said, Harinama, Harinama, Harinami, Vakevalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevana, Stevaga, Tiranita. Which means, chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Hari or Krishna. There is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in Kali Yuga. But Srila Prabhupada, he came back with his choice of a verse. And his choice was, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yata Deve Tathaguru, which means that one who has implicit faith in Krishna and similar faith in the spiritual master, to that person all the imports of the Vedas are revealed. So that was really Srila Prabhupada's motto. It was his guidance in life. He exemplified it, his faith in Guru and Krishna. In the lounge upstairs, Tamal Krishna Goswami has a beautiful large photograph of Srila Prabhupada standing all alone at Tompkins Square Park under the tree. And the background to that photograph is Srila Prabhupada went to Tompkins Square Park. He had already come to America all alone, without any support or money or anything really. And he just chanted the holy name of Krishna. And everything followed. So he had that faith in both Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, and his spiritual master, the order of his spiritual master. And if we take up the process of devotional service as given in the scriptures and received through disciplic succession in the same spirit, we will also experience wonderful results that keep on increasing and improving. Every one of us here is very fortunate to be here. It's not an accident that we're here. And we should begin to appreciate the value of what the Vedic literatures and the Guru Parampara, specifically for us through Srila Prabhupada, has given us and apply it. And it will be good, really good. I'm reminded of a cartoon. I've mentioned it before, but I guess some devotees showed Srila Prabhupada the cartoon from a magazine in New York. And there was an old woman sitting across from an old man. And the lady, the wife, was saying to the husband, chant, chant, chant. And the old man was replying, can't, can't, can't. And Srila Prabhupada quoted that cartoon to illustrate the fact that people have a causeless aversion to chanting the holy name of Krishna. I mean, the irony is, of course, with the same effort that it took to say can't, he could have just said Hare Krishna. But he'd rather, can't. Are you a stubborn child, who won't do what's good for him. Just no. So that is our misfortune. We are given everything, but we don't take it. I don't say you, not you, but people. But that's our challenge, that's our assignment, to somehow induce them to chant. Somehow or other, yena tena prakarine, somehow or other get them to chant Hare Krishna. And that will please Krishna and Srila Prabhupada very much. More than just our own chanting. Of course, they're pleased when we chant. There's no doubt, and our purpose is to please them. But they're more pleased when we induce others also to chant. And actually, after giving this course, I feel we should just, not course, but class, we should all just take up our mridangas and kartals and go out the front door. But also organization, intelligence and organization. but that should be the mood. Just go out, chant the holy names, induce others to chant, bring them back, take prasad, give them prasad, and be happy and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So, any questions or comments, Maharaj? Yes.
So many years ago, you were in Bombay, and it was a budding project just beginning, and they tried to get the people, these grihasas outside, maintained, right? But here in the Dallas Temple, there's already a community of grihasthas that are maintained. So why don't they have a Kunda Kirtan here for 12 hours every Sunday? It seems like it would be such an easy thing to do, because so many people want service. And that's a service that everyone can do. I saw in New York this devotee, Ram Roy, by himself went out every day. It's now gone on for 1 year, by himself with just faith in the holy name. And a whole community of people now are going out and participating. And I see people in New York, it's not that they walk across the street. They have to take a train from Queens. And I see that people want service. Mm. And this is the most blissful service. Mm. So it seems to me that it wouldn't be a very difficult thing to manage at all with all these sincere devotees here. Mm. You just need a couple of groups to do kirtan, even if everyone's not there together.
Yeah.
Anyway, just when you were saying that, it just seems so obvious that this would be so simple.
Excellent idea. I mean, Tamal Krishna Goswami, in his last weeks, he established that 3-hour kirtan in Mayapur. And I do remember that after he left, there was some sentiment that we should do that here. And then and it's in the Bhagavatam about ideal family life. Prabhupada writes that for 3 hours every evening, gather together. And then it was like, then it came to that, I think, one day a week. I forget which day a week, and I don't know. But yeah, we need to revive that. Yes, thank you, Maharaj. Yeah, well.
Our Sankirtan leader, Rupa Prabhu, is there, so he's also here. We have to say something now.
I was just thinking at least we could start maybe doing it once a month. I don't know, just somewhere to start.
Hare Krishna.
Advaita Charipu mentioned the result of the program will be Happy Mondays, so if we do it, then... Yeah.
Once a month is too little. You gotta come up a bit. But no force, no pressure. All right. There was a
suggestion we do it every Ekadasi.
That sounds good. Something, yeah, it should be a real... I mean, you'll feel it.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You'll feel the benefit. It's just need that little reminder, that little push. Yeah, then. All right, thank you very much, Sri Rupa Prabhu. We'll all be behind you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.